So Dennis, I understand you've been doing some interesting work lately in taking advantage of Microsoft Dynamics CRM as a software plus services platform. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've been doing some experiments. Kronos is a software vendor. We sell enterprise software and workforce management market. We're actually the dominant vendor there. And one of the things we've been looking at is, of course, like everyone else, and that selling our software as a service rather than not only as a on-premises install. So we started by looking at what the big platform vendors offer that we were used to dealing with, J2EE and .NET. We've, for example, downloaded and looked at the Litware HR multi-tenant example from Microsoft,
right,
and understood, you know, if you're going to take the same kind of approach to building enterprise software that we've been taking and apply that to the hosted software environment, you know, it's doing what we've been doing all along, plus some new things you have to do for multi-tenancy in the database and in the data access layer and even at the UI layer. So that was pretty straightforward. But in the course of doing the work, we came to learn that there's another approach out there for building hosted enterprise applications. And the two main examples we found were Dynamics CRM and Salesforce.com. And so I got involved with looking at Dynamics CRM as a platform for building hosted multi-tenant enterprise applications.
You took Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and you were able to look at the capabilities of that application, use the set which were common to all enterprise applications, and then you took the features that were not, and you somehow turned them on and off. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, the Dynamics CRM is sort of the combination of a CRM application, so it has marketing and sales and service support features, and it also has horizontal platform features like reporting and workflow and customization that apply to any business, you know, any domain you're building enterprise software in. So what we did was we hid the marketing and sales and service features, the CRM part of the Dynamics CRM product, using the built-in access control that's part of Dynamics CRM, and we exploited the horizontal platform features, only not using the entities, as they call them, Dynamics CRM for the CRM domain, but putting in our own custom entities that are for our business domain.
So tell me about some of the features that you leveraged as platform.
Well, first of all, customization. You can go into Dynamics CRM and you can, through its web user interface, define new types of entities and their attributes and relationships between them. So that was key. I had to be able to go in and create entities that reflect the workforce management domain rather than the customer relationship management domain. The next big one was multi-tenancy. So we didn't have to write any code to get multi-tenancy. That's built into Dynamics CRM. That was huge. Then there was just a lot of stuff that you always have in any enterprise application, like reports and workflow and access control. All of those are part of Dynamics CRM. Not as capabilities like in ASP.NET where you have provider models and these are capabilities that a developer has to get involved in and turn into a product feature. They're there for a domain expert who can just go into the web client and start using these features. They can define, for example, you can take a policy, like in our cases, a supervisor can see information about their employees, but not about other people's employees. We were able to implement that policy using the access control mechanisms that are in Dynamics CRM without writing any additional code.
So what I'm hearing is that you were able to expose those features to a business domain expert, not a developer, and they could build up that functionality for a custom solution using the screens within Microsoft Dynamics CRM. Do you have a couple of examples that would make that more clear?
Sure. We can actually go through the process, you know, some of the process we went through. So what we did was we started by sketching out the information model for the small proof of concept we were building on the whiteboard, put that into a Visio database diagram, and then we went from there not to SQL DDL for SQL Server. We went directly from there into the web client to do customization in Dynamic CRM, and we can bring that up and show you how you do that.
So the first thing that we had to do was to enter our entities and their attributes and relationships for our particular domain into Dynamic CRM. The way you do that is simply open up the Dynamic CRM web client. You see here what it looks like when you first open it up. And we go into an administrative area, which we get to by clicking here on Settings. And then under Settings, there's an area called Customization, and here you see Customize Entities. Typically, this is going to be done, we think, by a domain expert, not by a developer, someone who would be a business analyst in your IT organization, or if you're an ISV like us, a product manager. So what we're going to do is we're going to define a couple entities and a relationship between them. I'm not going to fill out all the attributes. I am going to use examples from a training class in Dynamic CRM that I took back at the end of last year. So in their one of their labs was to create a project entity and a work item entity, a relationship between them, and then some stuff we'll use later on to show how triggers work. So I'm going to create an entity called project. And I'm going to say make it visible in the workspace so we can work with it. So if I just press Save now, the metadata is being recorded in Dynamic CRM, so I'll be able to start creating project records. So the next step is to define the attributes. You get a name attribute and an internal ID attribute for free. We're just going to create one attribute here for our purposes of our demo. So we'll click on New Attribute. We're going to have an attribute that will contain the total number of hours for the project, which is the sum of all of its child work item hours. So we're going to call it total hours spent, and it's going to be an integer starting at 0. And before I go away, let me just point out that attributes going to be of many different data types, and including pick list, where you get to enter a fixed set of values, the enumeration type to you programmers. And then it will give you the UI for doing that. We're just going to have a non-negative number here. So I'll save and close this. And now the metadata for our entity is being updated in the Dynamic CRM database. Now that we have our entity and attributes, the next thing to do is to do some basic UI elements. So there's a form that you get with each entity when you create an entity. It just has the name and owner in it by default, and what we want to have in addition is the number of hours, and that's just picking from a list. And you can use these arrows to move things around on the form. The other thing we want to do is to make this a read-only property. People aren't going to enter this in, this is going to be automatically added up by the system. So we'll just click the field is read-only here. And we'll do save and close. There are also these various views, which are simply tabular representations of a collection of projects. And we're going to add that hours column to the view. In the same way, just pick from a list and drop it in. So we'll say add columns, the hours spent is in, and we'll move it over one to the left. And we'll save and close that. And then the last part, now that we have our project and our work item entities defined, is to create the relationship between them. A project contains work items. So we're in work item, and what we'll do is look at create a many-to-one relationship. There are many work items in a project. Just click on the button and we get the dialog for the new relationship. The work item is fixed on one end. At the other end, we'll put the project entity we created. Let me just fix the name a bit. The defaults can get confusing. And this is the project for the work item. And it's what they call a parent relationship. That is, when you delete a project, all the work items in the project are expected to go away as well. So we'll do a save and close on the relationship. And now that we're done with work item, we'll save and close that. And the last step is to publish these customizations. So when you're going through and entering your schema, none of that really takes effect into the system until you publish that tool. So we'll just select these two custom entities, press the publish button, and once that's completed, we can go in and start creating records of these types. And we'll do that just to show you what the default CRUD UI looks like. So now we can return to the main page of the Dynamics CRM web client, and we'll see under extensions here we have projects and work items. When I click on projects, it'll give me the default view of projects, and I can go create one. And when I press the new button here, I'll get that form that I was working on earlier. Now I can enter the project name. I won't enter hours spent, that's read-only, that's going to be computed. As I add work items, we would like that to be filled in automatically. Just do a save and close. And now I've got a project record.
Now there are some common capabilities that all applications need, like reporting and workflow, internationalization. Did the platform help you in those areas?
Yes. For example, in internationalization, after I've defined my custom entities and attributes in the forms, I, of course, want to be able to have those forms not just in the English I typed in, but in other languages that we support. There's some nice features in Dynamics CRM for doing that. So the basic cycle is you go into a certain administrative screen in Dynamics CRM, press the export translations, and it exports a file, an XML format that Excel can read. You open the Excel, and what you see is what I entered in English in one column, and columns for the other languages that I've installed in that installation. My translators go into Excel, just fill in the Spanish, English, French, Mandarin, whatever it is, versions of the text that I put into that custom form there, and then re-import that into Dynamics CRM through that same admin UI. It just sucks the file back in, and then all of those text labels appear in all the right places in the UI.
Well, that makes it straightforward.
For reporting and workflow, there's a particularly nice sort of two-tier approach in Dynamics CRM that makes it easy to do the simple things and impossible to do the complicated, hard things, which is what you want. So in the case of reporting, there's a report designer that's part of the web client that's targeted at a business analyst or domain expert rather than a developer. And it lets you create reports based on the entity types and attributes and relationships you've defined. You can say, I want to report on the project task items, and it will then offer you a list of here are the attributes of project tasks or related things that you can put in the columns. It lets you group and sort and so on. So you can put a really nice, simple report together very quickly without a lot of training. If you want to have fancier stuff, if you want to do various subtotals on different things or more advanced filters, everybody knows you can do that with SQL Server reporting services and the designer for RDL reports. It's in Visual Studio. So the way Dynamics CRM handles that is I have a simple report. That's approximately what I want. I export the RDL for that report out of Dynamics CRM, open it up in Visual Studio, point it to the same database where Dynamics CRM was, pointed at, and then make all my nice changes using the report designer in Visual Studio. When I'm done, re-import the RDL back into Dynamics CRM for that report. And then when a user runs a report, that's what they see.
Right, so there's tight integration between the CRM, the Dynamics CRM platform experience and our traditional tools.
Absolutely. And a similar two-tier story for workflow. There's a very nice workflow designer in the Dynamics CRM web client that's aimed at, again, the domain expert, the business analyst kind of person. It has a limited palette of workflow activities that makes it very easy to assemble a workflow out of those activities and then monitor the execution of that workflow, hook up the workflow so that it starts automatically when certain events occur, like the creation or update or assignment of a record in Dynamics CRM. Or you can make the workflow dynamically or manually invoked. But in either case, it's the same nice end-user layout. And then, of course, what you run into is a limiting factor very soon is, well, it only does these 12 activities in the palette. How do I extend the palette for operations on the custom entities I've defined. And what you do is you go into Visual Studio again, and you create, you develop your custom activities in there. You implement certain interfaces. You register your assembly with Dynamics CRM using a tool that's provided. And then what that does is cause these custom activities to be added to the palette, and then they can be used by the business analysts, just like the built-in ones, like, you know, sending an email and so on.
That's very interesting. So there's a lot of work that the business domain expert can do, but it's not going to get you 100% of the capability of the application you're looking
right.
to build. So there is some work left for the developer to do.
Absolutely. We haven't put ourselves out of work yet.
Not yet. So you've talked about how the developer would extend reports and extend workflows. Are there any other areas that the developer gets involved in to add customization?
User interface is a big area. So when you go in, as we saw, you know, in the little demo segment, when you go in and define your custom entities and their attributes and relationships, you get to, in the nice business analyst targeted designer, lay out your forms and your views. But those are, you know, basically CRUD kind of user interface elements. And what you want in a polished application are not record-oriented pages, but you want to have some task-oriented pages that target a particular role doing a particular activity and pull together all the information that person needs to do that activity, not make them jump around to this record, which is in this window, and that record, which is in that window. So there you're going to be doing, you know, standard ASP.NET development. Go get your favorite ASP.NET controls, put them on the page, and then data bind them to whatever information they need. So in our case, we use a couple standard out-of-the-box controls, like the report viewer, and did some report stuff. But we also went out and got a fancy time visualization ASP.NET control called DayPilot Scheduler, whose UI looks a lot like the scheduling form and outlook with the sort of streamlined bars
right,
for people's
right.
time.
Well, Dennis, you've done a tremendous amount of work in this space. You've learned a tremendous amount. It's been fascinating to hear about your experience with Microsoft Dynamics CRM as a platform for software plus services solutions. So tell us, what were some of the limitations that you ran into? Obviously, this is an emerging area, so it's not a perfect space. So tell us about some of the roadblocks.
Dynamics CRM is tantalizingly close to being a platform, but it's not really a platform in 4.0. It's really a CRM application with lots of great platform capabilities. So there are things that you would expect in something that's sold as a platform rather than as an enterprise application right. that weren't quite there yet. One of the big ones was that you can't do ASP.NET 2.0 kinds of theming in this. The look is pretty much fixed. You can't. You know, that's a real problem for us when we want to brand our application.
Right.
So normally we just go in and create an ASP.NET theme, but the product people at Dynamics CRM for some reason chose not to support that.
And that would be key in a multi-tenant hosted application.
And then a third area was sort of installing our application into the Dynamics CRM environment. There's a number of steps involved. You have to load your customizations, you have to load your reports, to register your triggers and register your workflow and register your UI elements. And that can all be done, you know, through scripts and APIs, but it's all over the place, and we had to figure out all those places and write sort of a packaging mechanism ourselves. Once it's in a real platform, you'd expect, in essence, like SharePoint features, you'd expect
right.
there to be a nice packaging mechanism where I can go into Visual Studio and say, I want to create a dynamic CRM application that would give me a solution containing projects for all the elements, and it would bundle it up into one nice deployment package, and I could give that deployment package to Dynamics CRM, and it would take it apart and put all the pieces in the right places for me.
The foundation is there. Product group probably has a little bit more work to do to create a true platform offering in the area of packaging and theming and making things a lot easier to deploy. But
and we shouldn't, you know, just assume that they're going to strategically make that decision. I'm sure there's people
right.
in Redmond thinking about this, talking about this, and hopefully, from my point of view, they'll decide to go ahead with this because it's a different idea of platform than your .NET stack or your J2EE stack. It reminded me of when Visual Basic 1.0 first came out. Before that, if I wanted to build a little Windows application that helped someone solve a business problem, I had to get a developer, a C programmer who understood how to program to the message loop and Windows. And so I, as a domain expert, had to convey a lot of domain knowledge to you as a developer so you could go talk to the computer and get what to do what I wanted to do. After Visual Basic, you know, if I cared to invest a few hours, I could talk to the computer directly and get it to do many of the things that I wanted it to do for my application. With Dynamics CRM, when you look at it as a platform, it's sort of VB, that VB experience, that empowering experience, only for hosted enterprise applications, hosted multi-tenant enterprise applications. There are many places where a domain expert, whether they be a business analyst in your IT organization or a product manager if you're an ISV, can go in and they can make huge parts of your application directly. They can go in and say, and define the entities and attributes and relationships, create the reports, create the workflows, you know, arrange for the translation to be done, all without getting a developer involved. They'll get the developer involved at some point to add business logic and triggers, to build nicer UIs in the CRUD forms. But you can get it really looks like an accelerator to get your business application to market.
Well, that really is it's an exciting landscape that you paint for us there, Dennis. And I want to say just thank you very much for your investment in our tools and our platform. You're pushing the envelope, and you do great work over there at Chronos.
Thank you to Microsoft, and thanks especially to Mike Kramer at Microsoft for getting us the help we needed to get this thing going.